When Pompey Fleet was born in the year 1745, his mother Venus could scarcely have imagined the course that her child would chart in life. Pompey would grow up to escape slavery, and then, thanks to his British allegiance in the American Revolution, to escape North America altogether. Ultimately, Pompey would return to the continent from which his ancestors hailed, Africa. Along the way, he would become an accomplished craftsman, but this part Venus might have expected. Pompey's father, a man who went by the name Peter Fleet, was a gifted woodcut artist who helped run the printing enterprise of Thomas Fleet, the man who held the family in bondage. Peter would train Pompey and his younger brother Caesar in a bustling shop located just steps from Boston's State House. The boys were, in the words of one onlooker, brought up to work at press and case. That is, they were brought up to use printing equipment. And they became highly capable as print hands, so capable, in fact, that when their father and enslaver died, one after another, in midsummer 1758, the shop was able to chug along without interruption. Pompey was just 13 at the time. Caesar, 10. Pompey came of age in that print shop. Stooped and ink smeared, he worked from the gray of dawn to evening candlelight, setting type, inking it, and pressing sheets of paper onto it. Days bled into each other, one to the next, like the ink on a page, but not Mondays. Tasked with delivering the past week's news to all the readers in town, Pompey experienced on Mondays the freedom of the streets rather than the confinement of the shop. The young printer traversed every inch of Boston with his papers in tow, making his way from Captain Greenough's shipyard in the town's north end to Windmill Point on the town's southern tip. Not surprisingly, Pompey became acquainted with Bostonians of all sorts. As his enslavers put it, the man came to be well known around town. Taking advantage of his Monday independence, Pompey began to cultivate a relationship with a woman named Chloe Short. Over time, their relationship became serious. In 1773, 15 years after his father's passing, Pompey, who was still enslaved, and Chloe, who was free, filed with Boston's town clerk an intention to marry. But an actual marriage did not follow the intention. At least, there's no record that one did. Pompey's enslavers, Thomas's sons, appear to have thought little of Chloe. Did they try to stand in the way of the union? Possibly. Something, at any rate, brought Pompey into intense conflict with the Fleets around the time his relationship with Chloe was blossoming, and his enslavers responded harshly. They committed the man to Boston's Bridewell, a prison-like institution in town. Pompey, though, was not so easily subdued. He managed to escape from the Bridewell, and his enslavers, incensed, advertised for him in their newspaper. "Lately broke out of the Bridewell," they wrote, "a sturdy, well-set Negro fellow, about 27 years of age, well known in town by the name of Pomp Fleet." Even though Pompey was well known,